You know, I think the closer we get to the end of time, all the more important it is that this message be at the forefront of our hearts. Before we start, would you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you for the privilege that you've given me to share this message that you have placed on my heart. Lord, sometimes it's not easy for some of us. I know it wasn't for me at first. And Lord, I just pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit on each one of us here, that we can grow closer to Jesus, that we can become that light, that salt, that servant for you, that worker in your vineyard. Lord, I pray that you would perform that miracle in each of our hearts. And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my rock and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said, "You are my witnesses." Jesus gave each one of us a call. And we find it in the last book of Matthew. It's called the Great Commission. But before I get to that, because I see we're still not up on the screen, I want to say this. That in the relationship with Jesus, there are three things of vital importance. And I want to share with them, each one of them with you just now. The first one is Bible study. The study of the Bible, the reading of the Bible, is vitally important to develop a relationship with Jesus. That's how we get to know him. The second one is prayer. Any relationship, you got to be able to talk with somebody. The Lord wants to hear you. He wants to talk with you. Yeah, these high-tech stuff, I'm still getting used to them. Is that on now? What about now? It's a red light. Green? I'm on. Thank you. Yeah, because I'm going to be moving around here. Thanks. Thank you. Okay, so that second one is prayer. Prayer is, well, in any relationship, you want to talk with somebody. Jesus wants to talk with you. He wants to converse with you. Even though to you it seems like a one-way conversation, Lee Vinden calls it a prayer that's a dialogue prayer. In other words, you're talking. It's important that when you talk to God, don't be in a hurry. You know, there's no reason why you can't ask a question and maybe wait for the answer. He might give it to you right away. He might wait till later in the day and give it to you in a voice from someone else or an answer in a different way. The important thing is that we talk to him. We pray. And the third one that, these three are brought out by Lee Vinden. I just love his message, and he refers to it as the three-legged stool. Now, a three-legged stool has to have all three legs to be workable. And so the last one is witnessing, sharing. You say, well, why is that so important? Oh, in my thinking, it's actually the most important one. And here's why. It's good to be in a relationship with God and to know who he is and to be able to talk to him. But if you're not sharing with anybody, that relationship with him could become stagnant. We know that you've heard of the Red Sea. The water flows into the Red Sea, but not out, or the Dead Sea. It doesn't flow out. It's called the Dead Sea for a good reason. It's dead. And that represents what our lives can be like, too. If we're just taking in something and not giving it out, we're being selfish, for one thing. And it could be deadly. So the importance of witnessing is really important, because not only does it keep us alive, but it shares that good news with someone else, and God has an opportunity to touch other lives. It is going to be a blessing when we get to heaven and see those that are there because of the witness that God was able to do through us. The Great Commission. Let's see if I can get this thing to work. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Now, there's a wonderful promise there at the end. That he says, "Lo, I'm with you always." God never leaves us. He doesn't want you to go out and witness without him. As a matter of fact, if we do, we could be causing more of a problem. Yeah, we might be in that group that he says, "I never knew you." If we're not doing it for him, if we're not aware of his presence, if we're not bringing his presence into our lives, there's something else going on there that could be very, very damaging. Jesus is seen in the Old Testament, and that's where we get our first text that Rick read. You find it in Isaiah 43. It says, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord. And besides me there is no Savior." Who is our Savior? It's Jesus. That's evidence of Jesus in the Old Testament. And he is calling the children of Israel to be his witnesses. Well, the children of Israel's dropped the ball. And now his church is spiritual Israel. That's you and I. Let's make sure we don't drop that ball. Amen? Well, then we can go to the New Testament and this other text that Rick read. And this... Where did I hit the wrong button, I think? Oh, I want to say this before I move to that next one. I found this quote in Education, page 308. And it's actually quoting the verse right after the one that Rick read. And it kind of repeats that, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God." And she writes, "This also we shall be in eternity." Now, have you ever thought that we would be witnesses in eternity? There's no fallen people. Why would there be a need to witness? Well, is the privilege of witnessing just to bring people to Christ? No. It's to bring glory and honor to him. You see, friends, we're going to have the privilege of witnessing throughout eternity to other worlds of God's incredible love and his glory and how he worked in us here. So if we're not working here for him now, we won't get that privilege then either. Do you see how important it is? Now I want to say this before I go on. Now witnessing comes in many shapes and forms in our lives. The most important one is our character, our integrity, our the things that we do from day to day. How are we reflecting Christ? Does he make the change in us that needs to be made? And of course, that's a work of a lifetime. We call it sanctification. The process is seen by other people. And that's so important that people see the character of Christ in us. But if we don't say something about who gets the credit, in other words, if we're not sharing about Jesus, they may just go through life thinking we're good people. They might be shocked someday to find, oh, you go to church? I've never been invited. Anyway, just something to think about before we go on. Now, this text you find in Acts, and it was spoken to Paul, but in reality, it's being spoken to us too. And then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth, for you will be his witnesses to all men of what you have seen and heard. Now this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is what he wants us to do, to be that marvelous light, that salt. And here's a quote from, I think it's from, it is from Prophets and Kings. This is, it speaks to us right here and addresses the awesome responsibility that is on our shoulders. It says, in these final hours of probation for the sons of men, when the fate of every soul is so soon to be decided forever, the Lord of heaven and earth expects his church to arouse to action as never before. Are you a part of his church here in Canyonville? Is that speaking to you? It is speaking to us, isn't it? Those who have been made free in Christ through a knowledge of precious truth are regarded by the Lord Jesus as his chosen ones, favored above all other people on the face of the earth, and he is counting on them to show forth the praises of him who hath called them out of darkness into marvelous light. The blessings which are so liberally bestowed are to be communicated to others. The good news, and this is what's to be communicated to others, the good news of salvation is to go to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. The responsibility is put on our shoulders, the church. And we need to each ask ourselves, what am I doing? Am I involved in anything? Some of you can say, yeah, praise God. But there may be some of us that we need to ask ourselves. I know I went to church for years and never was involved. Never. I mean, I thought it was okay. Well, I'm going to church on the right day. And wow. Is there more? All who are on the Lord's side are to confess Christ. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. To whom? To the world. For you are to bear about you a holy influence. There it is again. Our character. How we are. How we act in the world. That has to be foremost. You could say, you've heard the term, you know, living a sermon is more powerful than a sermon. Well, living the sermon is important, but if you're not speaking anything about Christ, again, do they even know? They just might think you're good people. Christ is to abide in your soul, and you are to talk to him, talk of him, and make manifest the charms of his character. Well, you can't talk about him, you can't manifest anything about his character unless he is abiding in you. What does it mean for Christ to abide in us? I mean, we hear that term, we say, well, yeah, that's, well, yeah, knowing Christ. And, what does that mean? I believe it's talking all about a relationship. I mean, obviously we can't see Christ. But have you ever heard his voice in a still small voice? I see one hand, two, three, yeah, okay, yeah. I know. We get impressed to do something. That's the Holy Spirit. That's him talking to you. Listen. Have you ever been somewhere and been pressed to say something to somebody, but, oh, I can't talk to him about Jesus? Friends, that's the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus talking to you. I know, I remember the first time I did, I was scared. Oh, I can't do that. Reminds me of a story that was told by a young lady that came to Milo, well, probably 25 years ago. And she gave a week of prayer. And but what I remember is the graduating class asked her back to give a speech at their graduation, so she did. And the one thing I remember from her speech was this, and she gave a story of that this happened to her. She had was early in her walk, and she pulled into like a 7-Eleven store, and while she was in there, she saw this man. I don't know if he was homeless or whatever, but she was impressed to talk to him about Jesus. She said, oh, I can't do that. Before she walked out, she was impressed again. But she kind of like, goes to her car, gets in, starts up the car. And as she's backing out, she hears it again. You need to go in and talk to that. Oh, Lord, I'm so scared. I can't do that. And she pulls out and goes, and she hears it one more time. She says, okay, Lord, I'll go. She drives back around the block, comes back in, and I don't know how big the block was. It was, could be a big block. Pulls back in, parks, gets out, and she's looking for this man, but he's gone. And I remember what she said. She says, I was disappointed. Oh, Lord, I let you down. I should have just responded the first time you asked. And the Lord said, next time you will. You know, and she did. She says, I looked at that as a failure, but the Lord pointed out to me that, you know, you did respond. It was just late. Let's respond first time we hear it. You know, you get that impulse to do something for the Lord. Just do it. Especially in the day we're living in. For one thing, more people are more open to hear about Jesus than ever before. But then there is the other side that's even more closed. But I believe if you pray for a divine appointment, God will lead you to that appointment, and you don't have to worry. So when you hear that still small voice, move ahead. You know, this is his will. In the Bible, Jesus talked about salt and light. He said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, How shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. Sister White adds to that in Desire of Ages, though the wicked know it not, they owe even the blessings of this life to the presence in the world of God's people whom they despise and oppress. But if Christians are such in name only, they are like the salt that has lost its savor. They have no influence for good in the world. Through their misrepresentation of God, they are worse than unbelievers. Ouch. Did you hear that? If we're not actually out influencing, we're worse than unbelievers. Then the text that follows, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. There again, the good works is, and the witnessing, and all that we do is for whose glory? For his glory, for the Father in heaven. The true character is not shaped from without and put on. It radiates from within. If we wish to direct others to in the path of righteousness, the principles of righteousness must be enshrined in our own hearts. Our profession of faith may proclaim the theory of religion, but it is our practical piety that holds forth the word of truth, the consistent life, the holy conversation, the unswerving integrity, the active benevolent spirit, the godly example. These are the mediums through which light is conveyed to the world. And might I just add that visiting somebody in prison, in the hospital, feeding the hungry, clothing those that need clothing, these are all ways to shine a light. These are all ways that bring glory and honor to God. To everyone, God has committed a work to make known his salvation to the world. If those who profess to be followers of Christ neglect to shine as lights in the world, the vital power will leave them, and they will become cold and Christless. The spell of indifference will be upon them, a death-like sluggishness of soul, which will make them bodies of death instead of living representatives of Jesus. All must lift the cross and, in modesty, meekness, and lowliness of mind, take up their God-given duties, engaging in personal effort for those around them who need help and light. Friends, time is short. If you truly belong to Christ, you will have opportunities for witnessing for him. Now, it was a number of months ago, we gave out here some steps to Christ. How many remember that? Let me see your hands. There's a few. Okay, how many of you were able to hand those out?
Still working on it?
Yeah. Okay. Could I get some roving mics? Maybe we could give some opportunity here. Okay, good. Maybe some of you have had some books you've had for some time and are able to share. Maybe you have just raise your hand if you have something you'd like to share about some. Maybe you witness to somebody and have an opportunity to share. Okay, Bruce.
One that really sticks out in my mind is my wife and I were living in Hidden Valley Lake, California, And she's more outgoing than I am. And we were friends with the neighbors, but a guy across the street moved in, and I, you know, wave, say hi and stuff, but never really engaged. And Lee was out there, and she met him on the road and was talking, and she came home and said, "Bruce, you need to talk to that guy. He's sounds like he's interested." And so talk to him, find out. He's never opened the Bible before, zero knowledge on anything, but he was kind of wondering about, you know, what's up with things. And so we spent some time, and we regularly were studying, and he got more and more, and he kept saying over and over, just like, "Whoa, there's just so much. There's so much there." But then he was going to a Sunday church, and anyhow, finally he ended up started going to church with us. He became baptized in the church, and now he's a deacon in good standing down there in Middletown. Just a great guy. And then another part you were talking about was just your life, the witness. This is just a week ago on Father's Day. Lee took me out to eat, and we were eating, and before we ate, you know, we held hands and gave a prayer, and after, you know, 5-10 minutes, a lady came by and she said, "Oh, you know, I noticed that you prayed before you ate there, and it was just, I really like seeing that." And then we talked for, I don't know, 5 minutes or more with the lady, and it was just an example of, you know, we don't do it for show or anything, and it was just kind of quietly over there, but your life is a witness. People see you and what you do, good or bad.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. I have a question for how many here have had a similar experience that he just talked about, praying in a restaurant and have somebody come up and say, "Oh, thank you." Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. So pray in public. If we can't be praying in public in front of people, is God going to stand up for us? Okay, I got a hand over here. Yes, Ron.
Right here, over here by Milo, across where we live in the Milo community, I was taking a walk. And I always carry a great controversy with me. And this old guy in a beat-up pickup just drove by from the logging trail deep in the mountains. And he said, "Hey, you want to ride?" I said, "No, it's okay. I'm just taking a walk." "Hey, I got a book for you. It talks about the future." He goes, "Oh, yeah?" And he said, "We're going to have World War III. Take it." And he took it. And then a few days later, I was walking, and he drove by with a big smile and says, "Hey, I'm reading the book, you know." And another time, I was walking the same road, and a logger, one of those trucks with a bunch of rocks they were putting on the road over here, I asked him some questions about the pavement they were using and stuff. And then at the end, I go, "Hey, you want a book?" And he took it. He took the Great Controversy. I just praise God that God used me in those providential appointments. And who knows? We won't know till eternity, but it's those kind of things that happen. You just never know. And you may never meet, I've never met them again. You just never know. I praise God for that, opportunities.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anyone else have a witnessing over here? Yes.
When I first started teaching, I had a family in my school that were non-Adventist, but they were Christian. And the mother of the family came to me, and she asked me some questions. Asked questions about the state of the dead, the rapture, different things. And I knew that she believed differently than I did. I knew that she... that her father-in-law was a pastor of a different church. And I skirted around the bush. I didn't really give her answers to her questions. Thankfully, she didn't stop searching. And she's now a Seventh-day Adventist Christian. And we're good friends. But she remembers coming to me and asking me, and she remembers me not giving her those answers. It is something that I remember, and now when people ask, I answer.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else over here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yes.
Here. Many years ago, I belonged to the Adventist, it was a singles group, and we were, a bunch of us were walking in this little town on the coast in California, and we came up on this guy who was just on the streets, and I remember that I like to touch people. So I remember just putting my hand on this man's shoulder and asking him if he knew Jesus. And I also asked him, you know, I said, you know, you don't have to stay like this. He obviously was a, you know, drunk. And I said, you know, there's another way. And so I just touched him and told him I was willing to take him to an AA meeting and just to help this man. But the witness wasn't so much for this man, although he told me, thank you for just, you know, just paying attention to me and touching me. He was really appreciative of that. But the person I was with was a Sabbath school teacher, and he said, you know, I've seen these people on the streets so many times, and I've never, ever touched them or been willing to talk to them. And I'm going to use what I saw today in my Sabbath school as a lesson. And I thought that was really sweet. So anyways, we can witness even to other Christians around us.
Yeah, thank you, Lee, for sharing. Anyone else over here? Okay.
I was thinking about how they were talking about people saying the blessing before they ate. And I thought to myself, you know, that many times we do that. But yet, if we see somebody else doing it, we should pay that family a compliment and compliment them on how they're raising their children.
Yes.
And then you get in a conversation with them, and you can share Jesus more.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the waitresses and different ones.
Yes.
We'll see it happening.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, in the back here.
How many know that we have a radio station that on I-5? Do a lot of people know that we support a radio station up and down I-5 right here close? Do you know? We should be praying and supporting. It goes clear out to Milo, so our neighbors out there, when the fires are going, we heard story of a gentleman that was putting the water truck, and he listened to it all day long as he was working. So that radio station is so important, and it's got beautiful music, beautiful stories. It's kind of off of 3ABN. It's super, and we can even hear, I think, Better Life. So it's super. Just support it and pray for it.
Yes, members from this church started that. Yes, thank you. It's still 93.1 on your dial, and it's on 107. And our translator site, which goes further, the one that she's talking, is 93.1. FM. Yep. Good, good. It's a rebroadcast of Radio 74. How many are familiar with Radio 74? Yeah, it's around the world. Okay. Any others that we want to share here? Yes.
So a lot of you know that I recently came back from a mission trip in Kenya, and while we were there, we had three contracted taxi drivers that took a team wherever we needed to go, and they ate every meal with us. They were with us at every meal. And by the time we left, just seeing the way we were, the way we prayed for every meal and everything, the taxi driver that I had assigned to me take me to my site, by the time we left, he was praying for his meals. He was studying, I think it was the Voice of Prophecy study guide. And then also him and the people in the hotel, they said, wow, you know, we knew you guys were all coming here. We're kind of expecting a rowdy bunch. We didn't expect it to be so nice and quiet when you guys are here. So just our actions, that's a big witness to everybody as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I see another? Yes.
I just wanted to say a praise to all the faithful people that I've grown up with, the Wilbers, Mrs. Furster, you and your wife, all Jan and Roy May. I mean, they, like Mrs. Furster and the Roys and Jan have known me since I was 5 years old. And I just want to say I'm thankful for them and their faithful witness and their caring and their love towards me. And I love the Lord, and I haven't showed that enough. So I just want to say that I'm really thankful for their goodness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. Am I missing someone? Oh, go ahead.
Okay. So me, it was one time we were at church, and I brought extra money for the offering, and I felt impressed to keep it, to keep that extra money. So I gave half, and then I went to talk to the pastor, and this gentleman, young dude, came, and we were talking, and after he was, I felt impressed to give it to him, and so I did. And then he was like, thank you so much, because I used the last money that I had to come to church today, and I didn't know how I was supposed to come back. And so it was really nice to do that. Yes.
All right, thank you. You know, oh, we have another one? Yeah, go ahead.
I think we can't emphasize enough the importance of Christian literature. The Holy Spirit goes with those books. And I had an experience many years ago. And I'm a little embarrassed to tell you about it because I don't remember much. But it was my first year of nursing. And I was working in a nursing home in Roseburg. And I got acquainted with another lady there. And I cannot even remember her name. But somewhere along the line, I gave her a book. And it was Ministry of Healing. We talked about health things at different times. And I was working there only a year. I went from there to a hospital to work and lost track of her. Like I say, I don't even remember her name. But one day, and I don't even remember where this was, I was in church and someone came up to me. It was like a camp meeting type group. And this individual said, do you know so-and-so? And I said, yes, I do. And she said, well, do you know that she is attending the Glide Church? And it was because she was introduced to Adventism through this beautiful, beautiful book. So I praise the Lord that he uses these materials long after we're gone.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, handing out literature, handing out a little book like Steps to Christ, it's so easy to do. The book does all the talking, and the Holy Spirit does the work, because, you know, long after you've left, you know, if nothing else, we're planting seeds that may spring up years later. Yes, Dave.
Paper that I don't know exactly how it happened that I met him, but I think it might have been because I had a rototiller, and he needed a little plot of ground rototillered for his tomatoes, so I'll just refer to him as Roy the Tomato Guy. In our prayer meeting, I always bring up his name because I want people to pray for him. He's just a good Christian man. He listens to, he said, 3 and 4 Christian sermons every day on the radio. He lives right near me in Riddle, Tri-Cities, I mean. Anyway, the other day he said, do you think we could rototiller this little bigger area? So Kelly now has the tractor that I used to own, but he said I can use it anytime I want. I don't know if he's going to regret that or not.
No.
But anyway, the grass was quite tall, and I had to go over it several times. And we finally got it to where it was manageable, and then I went over one more time and did it again to finish killing the weeds. And anyway, now we have an area about 100-foot square, I guess. And we laid out some drip lines the other day, and he says, I've been dreaming about this for so long, having a garden like this. So just pray for Roy, the tomato guy, and for my witness to him.
And, Amen.
I encourage anybody to talk to their neighbors and get acquainted with them and see if there's any way you can help them.
There are lots of ways we can witness. Yes, another one over here.
I'm from Milo Academy, and as you see, we have some of our few students are here. But I want to share something that our Milo student do every summer, and a lot of them, not everyone, but what they do is instead of just staying home and relaxing, they go out there and what they call it, canvassing. Every summer, we have a good amount of students go out. Like this summer right now, we have student that is in Florida. I think it's Texas and California, and there might be other places that I don't know. But the amazing story that they do in this, that I heard every year, when they come back, they tell this amazing story how they meet people, they talk to them, they pray with them, and how they turn life around. And this is young teenagers that is witnessing for our God, and the seed that they're planting, I think, is amazing. So I think that's beautiful, and we ask to all of us to pray for them and to continue to do what they do. Thank you.
Thank you. I think we should take at least one more. How many are getting hungry? Or are we more hungry for the Spirit? I don't want to quench the Spirit. So go ahead, Roy.
My wife and I just returned from 5 weeks gone to Europe.
Yes, welcome back.
And I'm going to report a little of what I learned at Madison College in Norway. The church that we built in Honduras has now been destroyed, removed from the land, and they are building a new, larger church.
Wait, praise the Lord.
In Suyatal, where Jan and I have been, Kelly's been there. They're building a new church.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, we're back here? Okay.
I wanted to ask for praying for Ukraine, because there is a lot of struggle right now. Thanks.
I couldn't hear.
Prayers for Ukraine, please.
Pray for?
Ukraine.
Oh, the Ukrainians. Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly, back to Steps to Christ.
Yes.
My wife and I have found a way that we like to use it. When we're traveling, we carry an envelope with $5 bills in it.
Oh, wow.
And when we see somebody in a rest area or somebody out begging or somebody in need, we stick it in a Steps to Christ, like a bookmark, and hand it to them and stick it out enough that they don't just pitch it in the trash can. And that seems to be pretty effective.
Wow. I think handing out the Steps to Christ is the easiest way. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything, but you might just say, you know, this book's meant a lot to me. You might enjoy, you know, and the Holy Spirit will impress upon you who to give it to. That's the wonderful part. You just don't go around giving it to everybody. Have them in your vehicle and ready to hand out. And when you're nudged by the Holy Spirit, you know it's God's will. Was there one more here? Okay, that's it. I did want to share one more thing about witnessing. Sometimes you witness to a friend, and you might get shut down. Don't let that stop you, but respect what they've asked. In other words, well, I'll just share quickly. I had a friend named Ed. I worked with him for about 5 years before he retired, but about 2 months after we worked together, we got to talking, and I started sharing about God. It just came natural, you know, and if you're filling your heart with the Lord every day, it's going to spill out into people. You know, it wasn't offensive or anything, but he stopped me. He says, Kelly, there's two things I don't talk about, politics and religion. I go, oh, okay, that's fine, you know, and
you know, it didn't affect our relationship at all. We continued to work together, but I don't know, a year or two later, he came to me and said, his wife, Daddy, was in the hospital. And I said, would you like me to pray for her? He said, would you? So right then and there, I prayed. When someone asks you to pray for them, don't say, I'll pray for you, and then do it some other time. Take the opportunity right then that the Holy Spirit can work through your prayer, give you what to say that those people need to hear. And so, I don't know, I worked for them about 5 years. He retired. I continued to visit him approximately once a week, not always, but we'd just visit for a while. And I never really pushed religion on him, but I did invite him a few times. One time they came here to this church for a afternoon, I think it was King's Heralds that were singing, you know, and different things. Believe it or not, they did finally come to the Lee Vinden. His wife actually attended all of them. He got injured and couldn't. After that series, Melody and I asked her, would you like to do Bible studies? Oh, yeah, they would. So we studied with them for 6 months, and one day she says, how do you join this church? You know? Okay, 10 years later, those two were baptized into this church. They both have since passed away, but, you know, I can be assured that my friend that I started, you know, many, many years ago, we'll get to share eternity with. And that's the beauty of sharing Jesus with somebody, is you're building friends for eternity. So I just want to encourage you. Now, before we have, I want to give each of you an opportunity. We've brought some Steps to Christ again to hand out. Now, these are to hand out. Alex has some Spanish ones. So if you know someone that has Spanish, you're going to have to get one from Alex. Just raise your hand and wave to Alex. Hey, Alex, come here. Now, we have, they don't say Steps to Christ on them. These say, they have different titles, but they are still Steps to Christ. One's Pathways, one's, Footprints. Yeah, Footprints, thank you. And the one I think that's Pathways has a Amazing Facts study guide in the back, so it's all in one book. I don't think we have enough to go for everybody. I wasn't expecting Milo this Sabbath, but hey, we're so glad you're here. If you want one from Milo, go ahead, raise your hand anyway. We have another box, I think, that we can get. So please, raise your hands if you want to hand one out. And it's specifically that you're going to give it to someone else, okay? Because we've all read the Steps to Christ, and boy, and over again, it's just a wonderful way to touch people's hearts. So, now, how many want Spanish? Wave your hand frantically so Alex can know. Frantically, yeah. All right, good. So if you when you hand this out and you want to share that experience, be coming to our prayer meeting, because we try to give time to share about those opportunities of witnessing and things like that. So and our prayer meeting is at 7 on Wednesday nights. So please, if you're not coming already, and a lot of you are coming already. And praise God for that. We're studying the book of Daniel, and it's, whoa, so rich. Yes, Scott.
Well, just tell them about how good the vespers were last night.
That was good, wasn't it?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we need to do that a little more often, huh? How many enjoyed vespers last night? Yeah, good. So any more Steps to Christ? Let me see your hands. Is that... And Spanish. Any more Spanish? You know, Alex, before you get away, I just thought of two people that I could give in Spanish that read in Spanish. So let me get those from you. Thank you, brother. Just two.
I'll give you three.
What's that?
I got more.
Oh, you got more. I got, so now I got to find a third. But, and I'm sure I'm sure I, when I give them one, they'll know somebody they'd probably like to give. All right. Well, how many here? Okay, I don't want to pass anybody up that wants a book. Everybody got books? Okay. How many here? Oh, we need one more over here. Okay, Charlie, thank you. How many of you recognize that every song we sang today was towards witnessing? Even the children's story. How many sang This Little Light of Mine when they were in cradle? Yeah, me too. Oh, well, are you ready to sing our last one? How many are willing to go where Jesus asked you to go? Let's stand up and sing that song. I believe that's our closing song. I hope I got that right. Yeah.